Strategy Bites Back. It's far more and less than you ever imagined. Authors: Henry Mintzberg, Bruce Allstrand, Joseph Lampel. Many companies fail because they merely focus on one or two issues, but they fail to see the whole picture. Strategy is what most failing businesses lack. Competition analysis. Your real competition is companies that get customers who might choose to buy from you for the same reason you have chosen. There will be some areas where competitors can beat you and some areas where they can't. The strategic part of this equation is figuring out where you can win so you can concentrate all of your resources there. You versus the competition. Are your competitors growing or shrinking in numbers and capacity? Are they going to be looking to sell to customers based on service, on technology, quality? Ideally, you shouldn't go head-to-head with any competitor. That's a recipe for failure. If they're selling on price, perhaps you should sell on quality. Posing strategy questions. You can't have a strategy until you formulate a right answer to three main questions. What are you going to sell? And how are you going to produce it? What are your target customers? And how can you reach them? How can you beat or avoid the competition and expand your market share? It's that third question that brings a sense of realism to your strategic plan. When you get into the third question and begin examining your competencies, strengths, capabilities, and infrastructure, you'll really understand the importance of focus. Studying your capabilities. Understanding your capabilities is a key concept in formulating a sound strategy. You should have reliable measurements of your company's strengths and weaknesses. Here's how to assess your capabilities. 1. Define a total of 10 to 15 measures that are the key drivers of success in your business. 2. Be sure to have at least a few from each of the key perspectives: financial, customer, internal, and innovation. 3. Show your historic performance for each perspective in the last 5 years. 4. Rate your overall performance on each perspective. 5. Document the conclusion in a separate sheet and call it Current Strengths Sheet. Identifying your strategic competencies. In planning strategy, every company should find in detail its unique strategic competencies. Strategic competencies must enjoy 4 main characteristics. They're a combination of skills, processes, and knowledge. They're what certain segments of customers really want. They make your company different from other competitors. They must be difficult to copy, otherwise, their uniqueness will be short-lived. Competency is more than a strength point. It's a weapon to win the competitive battle. Here's how to assess your current strategic competencies. 1. Write down a list of strategic competencies your company enjoys currently. 2. Beside each strategic competency, detail how strong it is measured to each of the above 4 main characteristics of strategic competencies. 3. Document the conclusion in a separate sheet and call it Current Strategic Competencies. Strategic assumptions. The world is always changing. So decisions that make sense today may not make sense in the future. In business, you have to make decisions based on how you assume the world is going to change. Making assumptions. There are 3 specific areas for making assumptions about your company's future. 1. Needs and preferences. When you look at needs, you're trying to anticipate how the customer's needs will change over the next 5 years. Often, things that are preferred now will become needs in the future. 2. Market growth rates. Is this market segment going to grow? If so, by how much? 3. Profit level. For how long can you make a profit in this market segment? Here's how to assess your internal assumptions. List all the assumptions about the needs and preferences of your current customers and the growth rate and profit level of each market segment. Rate each category according to your sense about the development of future technologies and market trends. Document the conclusion in a separate sheet and call it My Assumptions Sheet. Brainstorming your opportunities. Your company can only succeed if it can turn opportunities into successes. Here's how to assess your opportunities. 1. First, hold a session to brainstorm new opportunities freely. 2. Record all the ideas no matter how dumb they seem. 3. Then hold another separate session to rate each idea according to the following categories: practical value of the idea, probability of success, anticipated management effort required to see it through, anticipated downside effect of the idea. 4. Then use a scale of 10 degrees. 5. Identify the ideas with the highest ratings as the best. 6. Write down the attributes your organization should work to acquire as to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. 7. Document the conclusions in a separate sheet and call it Opportunities Sheet. Brainstorming your threats. Your company only fails when you fail to shield it against threats. Here's how to assess your threats. 1. Make a list of the threats you're worried about. 2. Rate each threat according to two categories: potential impact on your company, assumed probability. 3. For each threat that gets a high score, answer the following questions. Can you prevent the threat? Can you reduce your exposure to the threat? Can you develop some indicator to give an early warning that the threat is occurring? What will be your contingency plan when the threat does occur? Can you ensure or hedge against the threat? 4. Write down the attributes your organization should work to acquire as to be able to face the threats with higher ratings. 5. Document the conclusions in a separate sheet and call it Threats Sheet. Required strengths. What are the characteristics of a winning company in your scenario of the future? Who's going to win? How? Here's how to assess the required strengths. 1. Utilize the lists you've documented previously regarding assumptions, opportunities, and threats. 2. Create a list of attributes that will help you become a winner in your chosen scenario of the future. Call it required strengths. 3. Rate how important each of these required strengths will be in the future. 4. Document the conclusions in a separate sheet and call it Required Strengths Sheet. 5. Bring your current strengths sheet that you've documented before. 6. Compare your current strengths with your required strengths. 7. Estimate the gap between your current strengths and your required strengths. 8. Highlight areas where your company must grow new strengths and where it should maintain the current strengths. Finding a strategic focus. Every company needs to have a clear idea of what it will sell and to whom. These two points define what it will do and what it will not do. In short, they define a strategic focus. There are 6 kinds of strategic focus. 1. Products or services. 2. Capabilities. 3. Customers. 4. Technology. 5. Raw material supply. 6. Method of sale or distribution. The point of strategic focus is that you must select one of these 6 categories to be primary, while the other categories remain secondary or dependent upon it. So how can you choose your focus? Assess your competitive position. Assess market attractiveness. Choose a market strategy. Put it down on paper. By this point, a great deal of the strategy work would be limited to collecting the sheets and tables you've already documented in the previous steps above. All you have to do is go back and look at the worksheets you prepared.